From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The most controversial parts of Arizona's new immigration law are being blocked from taking effect tomorrow under a federal judge's ruling in Phoenix a short time ago. NPR's Ted Robbins says it appears to be a legal victory for the law's opponents.
Judge Susan Bolton ruled against the most contentious section of the law, the part requiring police and sheriff's deputies to check a person's immigration status during a stop if they have reasonable suspicion that the person is in the country illegally. She also blocked the part of the law requiring immigrants to carry their papers at all times. And she blocked the section barring illegal immigrants from asking for work in public places. The Justice Department and civil rights groups argued that those provisions were unconstitutional. The part of the law requiring local law enforcement to cooperate with federal immigration officials will take effect, a victory for the state, which is trying to end so-called sanctuary city policies friendly to illegal immigrants. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Immigrant advocates such as immigration attorney Mark Vanderhout are certainly applauding this ruling.
A very significant victory for the immigrant community and the civil rights community in general, and for individuals who want the law applied by the federal government in this area and not to have 50 different states doing 50 different things at 50 different times.
And Vanderhout says it should go a long way to preventing racial profiling. Executives of coal mining company Massey Energy are telling industry analysts they hope to begin digging coal again in their Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia in as little as 6 months. That's the mine hit by a deadly explosion in April, and as NPR's Howard Berkus reports, company executives are floating proposals to resume mining.
Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship told industry analysts in a conference call that there are sections of the Upper Big Branch or UBB mine that have accessible coal reserves.
The south side of UBB was not affected by the explosion. And, you know, it's more a matter of what the government's timing is and what they're willing to do, I suspect, than physically being able to operate the mine.
State and federal investigators are still working in the mine to try to determine the cause of the explosion that killed 29 mine workers. But Blankenship says Massey could dig a new portal that bypasses the blast zone and could easily access coal in other areas not affected by the explosion. The company says the disaster has cost it nearly $129 million so far. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Pakistani investigators say they do not think terrorists were behind a plane crash that killed all 152 people on board, including two Americans. Authorities say the Airbus, which was flying out of Karachi, was attempting to land in Islamabad during rainy weather when it went down shortly before 8 a.m. local time. But authorities say they are still investigating all possibilities. This is NPR. Residents of a settlement north of Johannesburg are asking for the protection of the South African army. They say the police are not doing enough to protect them from what they describe as xenophobic attacks. Vicky O'Hara has more from Johannesburg.
The legislation would establish a media tribunal to punish journalists who obtain, leak, or publicize information that's been deemed classified. Journalists found guilty could be punished by up to 25 years in prison. The South African Editors Forum says the bill is undemocratic and would stifle the media. During the era of white minority rule, the ANC fought for freedom of the press in South Africa. Media organizations say the ANC now is trying to silence its critics. But the chief state legal advisor, Enver Daniels, dismissed the criticism as emotional and hysterical. He says some provisions probably will be challenged constitutionally. But Enver says that on the whole, the bill is on solid legal ground. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Still no progress on the fire near California's Mojave Desert that has destroyed more than 30 homes and threatens dozens more structures. Authorities say they are worried it'll get worse if winds kick up later today. However, there is considerable progress reported in Northern California on the largest of the fires. That fire is expected to be fully contained by the end of the day. Investors are rattled over the latest economic report out of the Commerce Department. Last month, orders for durable goods fell instead of increasing 1%, fueling concern that growth in manufacturing and the economy in general is slowing. The Dow's down 16 points at 10,522. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.